Hi everyone. I am testing my mic. Can you guys hear me? I've been having issues. I want to make sure you can hear me on my computer.
Good.
Bill, is that a yes? Okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you so much for verifying.
Was
Well,
somebody
welcome.
talking?
No, Kevin. No one's talking. You can go back to sleep. Okay, so happy Thursday. Thanks everyone for joining. I see we got a lot of people. We appreciate that. I appreciate the members of my team that I've joined. We'll go over, I've got a couple of things, and then we'll go over what, and then we'll turn it as we usually do to your questions. So first I want to talk about L3H radio orders. If you have ordered radios or your agency has ordered radios, as you know, that we've been going through soft cutovers, so we haven't completed the programming on those. We're now 99% through soft cutover, and so the focus for the programming group will be to get those radios programmed and to you guys sometime in June. And then Jana Gunnell, who works at our warehouse, will reach out to you and let you know once they've been programmed and they're ready for pickup. I saw an email go out this morning that there were some ready, so they may be a little bit ahead of schedule. So anyway, so that is the plan for those. If there's anyone out there who needs radios, we still have radios available. You can reach out to me directly. I'll manage that for you. And for those of you who have ordered radios, any L3H radios, we have ordered and paid for the belt clips. We just received those about 3 weeks ago, and one of our guys has been on paternity leave, and so it's been a little bit for us to kind of get a process in place. He's back. He's working on that. We will be shipping those out to all of the agencies. We've been talking about doing it on a countywide level, so we will either be reaching out to the PSAPs and send them to the PSAP, but most likely we're going to reach out and send them to the sheriff's office in each county for those. We'll package them individually per agency and then group them together in a box and ship them. So I know people have been reaching out about the belt clips. They were on back order with L3H, but we do have them for any order. All of the radios we ordered, even the ones we have in excess that are sitting in the warehouse, we have those. So those are forthcoming. As far as L3H radios, Dan Dialogue, do you want to touch on the upcoming end user radio training?
Yeah, certainly. Good morning. We're going to be hosting an end user training where I'm actually going to have 4 2-hour sessions at our office, our main office here in Salt Lake City on June 26th. Those four sessions are going to be 8 to 10 a.m., 10 to noon, 1 to 3, and 3 to 5 p.m. So far, we have roughly maybe a dozen people that have signed up. For those that want to have end user training on the L3H Harris radio, so portables and mobiles, to talk about their functionality and some of the options that they have. If you can't attend that in person, we will have a Teams meeting set up for that. What you need to do to either get on the list to attend in person, because we have about 30 to 35 seats available per session, just reach out to me. I can put my email in the chat, and I will gladly either sign you up for one of those sessions and send you a link to the online. Plus, aside from the live online training, there is online training provided. There's some videos provided by L3H that are free of charge. Just also, you can reach out to me for that too, and I'm happy to sign you up and send you the links for those. And like I said, I'll put my email in the chat right now. So that's all I've got. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Does anyone have any questions about L3H radios? Okay. Recently we've reached out to when we've been we're have been at the sheriff's meeting and the fire chief's meeting, we've reached out to them about testing beyond. I've got the requests, so we'll be reaching out and getting those hooked up. If you have needs for beyond licenses, for actual beyond licenses once we cut over, you're welcome to reach out to me. A lot of you have provided your information needed for those licenses, and we'll provide actual license information probably sometime late June, mid to late June, since it won't work on the new system until August anyway. We're not in that big of a hurry to get it out. We're also trying to come up with some electronic process on how, when an employee that you have assigned a beyond license to either changes their cell phone, or retires or otherwise, how we can deactivate those and then reuse those licenses. So we're still working out a couple of details on that. As far as soft cutover, as you know, we are pretty much done with that. We have a couple of PSAPs for a couple of different reasons that we're going to be doing in the next week. And then we have dispatch centers. We do have a punch list for almost every PSAP. Some are a one or two item punch list, and some are or more. I'm going to have Bill talk about the newly created schedule on the punch list go back, and the schedule where we would like to come out to your PSAPs and your agencies. So, Phil.
Yeah, good morning. Let me go ahead and share this right-hand monitor. So this is very small, and I don't expect you to be able to read it, but basically overall, as Tina mentioned, we are through 25 of the 28 PSAPs in the state, and basically zero dispatch centers. So we will jump to, so you should be able to find these schedules on our website. We haven't put the go back schedule, which I'll show you on slide 3, on our website just yet, but we can do that. Dispatch centers, you can see that we need to go visit all of them. And they have some tentative dates that that we've laid down, and one hopefully worked with each one of you. If any of you are on the call, these dates shouldn't be a surprise to any of you. We'll be posting these to our website as well as these, and these are probably what I wanted to spend the bulk of the time on here. As Tina mentioned, we've developed a punch list that I think as of this morning has 175 different items on it. Across the various PSAPs. And so we'll need to go back and revisit each PSAP for, you know, various reasons. So our plan is to go from south to north, kind of like we're planning to do the final cutover. So starting with Garfield, we have nothing significant in Garfield, so we'll be addressing whatever minor items are there at final cutover. Richfield, St. George, Beaver, we're planning to hit them next. We haven't worked these dates with you, but our plan is to work these, you know, today with you, either on this call, or if we don't have a PSAP rep from the PSAP on this call, then we'll contact you over email anyways. But you notice that when we get down to Emory, you can see that we've got them labeled yellow, and they have something called OXIO. We are waiting for two types of equipment. If your PSAP is listed in yellow, then if it says that we're waiting on OXIO equipment, that's for equipment to open door switches, alarms, etc. on your console. And we're waiting on L3Harris to get us that equipment delivery date so that we can then schedule your PSAP for cutover. Moving on down the list, you can see that Grand, we have no significant items to go with. Price and San Juan, waiting on OXIO. Cedar Millard, OXIO. San Pete, nothing significant, so we'll hit the final cutover. Vernal Summit, we've got dates for you, one of which is next week. More OXIO, Atula, and Wasatch. CU911, first part of June. Rich Davis, you can see you're waiting on Pathway Plus and OXIO. Logan Weaver, Salt Lake City 911, you can see that we've got dates in there for those. And on down the list, We're starting to get into some of the ones that haven't been visited. We've got Springville, Rich County, Layton, and Box Elder that still need major attention. They have items that aren't complete and are we haven't done the initial soft cut. We haven't been able to run our checklist at those locations. Any questions on schedule?
How long do you think it'll be? You'll be at my center here on May 29th, Phil.
Let me sort your list and take a look at what you have.
Sorry, somebody just talked to me and overrode you. 10-9.
Give me one moment. It looks like potentially a half day. Mainly it's the channel steering that they need to work on at your location.
Okay.
As Phil mentioned, we'll be emailing out. It'll probably be coming from, and correct me if I'm wrong, Phil, but it should probably, you'll receive an email from Mike Lindquist.
If it's next week, it's going to be from myself and Dan, but after that, it'll be Mike Lindquist, yep.
Okay, perfect. So we'll be reaching out to the PSAPs. Okay, Phil, do you have anything you want to address for final cutover? Our plan is still to begin cutover in Kane, final cutover on August 1st. And but Phil, do you have anything that you want to address as far as?
Sure. Let me I've got three bullets here.
Great.
I guess first and foremost, logging recorders, backup radios, kind of the ancillary radios that'll be at the PSAPs. Our plan is to program those at final cutover and not before. The reason on those not getting programmed until final cutover is there's not really much of a point of loading two systems in the radios. As many of you know, we're going around the state and we're programming radios with the two systems. There's not really a point in putting those two systems into the PSAP radios at the moment, so we'll hit those at final cutover. That's our plan for the PSAPs. Overall, I think final cutover, we've got a couple of things that we're going to be requesting the PSAPs from the PSAPs. I think we're going to be basically setting up that console as the primary unit. So there's going to be a lot of cable management during that week of or few days of final cutover. So we'll be basically, we're going to have to move dispatchers and whatnot. At that time, the two radio systems will be tied together. So we could possibly have dispatchers on the legacy system and on the new console and new system simultaneously. For example, your Law 1 channel could be tied together from both the P25 and the legacy system, and you could have two dispatchers on that channel at the same time if needs be, as it's tied together. But the cable management will be something that we'll have to work out with your PSAP and how the dispatchers are laid out on that particular day, and we'll have to set it up as a primary location, work any issues, and hopefully not have to revert in any way as we go through this. That's kind of been the point of running these soft cuts and all the preparation that we've kind of done across the state. So I guess that's the two things I'd point out to you.
Phil, while you're down here in Beaver, can you program a mobile radio for me that we forgot to do when you were all down here programming radios? It's just one in my PSAP, and I'm having a very hard time getting my console set up without it. With the new system in it,
I'm guessing Mike V is going to talk on some programming topics, but he'll be down in the area at the same time. Our plan is to be in the same area. The console team and the radio programming team will be down in the area at the same time. If we can at all swing that, we'll make it that way. So I think the answer is yes.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Good transition. V, do you want to talk about programming, any missed radios, and then what to look forward to as far as any needs through the summer and final cutover.
Yeah, can you? I'm traveling, so if you miss me, I apologize. Yeah, first of all, I just want to again say thanks to all the agencies for accommodating us through this process. It's been a large undertaking for what we've accomplished to this point. There's still a lot of work to be done at final, and some things that we have to get through to get there. From here on out, the goal is to finalize some of the missed areas and radios that we had across the state. We have some areas that we know that we have to get. There will be some radios that may have been missed. Just a reminder, the goal was to try and get as many radios as we could, just so that we'll have that contact back to dispatch during the cutover. It's another bridge, as if you will, between the final or the new system and the old system. So I think, you know, most of the radios have been touched and or have been picked up afterwards by some of our partners, so we appreciate that. Our team is working right now to catch up on some of the alias updates that have been sent. There will be a point where we have to submit a final list to L3A chair to upload to the system. So we'll try and get what we have cut up, and then that point will be coming pretty soon, as soon as we finalize the serial number data and the things that we've done across the state over the last 14 weeks. We will also be working to reach out to assure that everything on the for your final personality is the way you have. We've noticed across the state, as we've worked with agencies, that there was a few things and adjustments. So I'll be reaching out to agencies to assure that that's ready to go for the final cutover come August. Once we start that, my team will be fully engaged in that process. And so as far as programming radios onto the old system, that will not be something that we'll have the capability to do, because we will be fully engaged in assuring that agencies get transferred over to the new system. We'll also be adding in, you know, some additional agencies like UDOT and those that will be part of the final cutover to assure the talk. So I will work with each of those agencies that I've been working with already to finalize locations and times for that final programming over the next couple months to make sure they're you guys have what you need and that we have what we want.
Okay, and then Mike V is frozen, so we'll see if he gets back in better coverage. I wanted to ask a follow-up question about ordering dongles or things like that. Oh, are you back, V?
I'm back. Sorry, we're traveling through.
No problem.
Canyon here, headed towards Lake Town, so I apologize.
No problem. Just a quick question. And actually, it looks like someone else has a question. So let's go to the questions. Let me see if I can find who. Oh, Brian has a question. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, thanks for doing this. Some of the agencies have asked what final cutover looks like for an end user. And I think I know the answer, but I guess I want to be sure before I tell them what to expect. All they need to do on that day is switch over to the new zone that was put into the radio. Is that correct? We're not going through and reprogramming radios again during those couple of days. Is that right?
Well, it's 50% right. Yes. All they have to do at the time of cutover is switch over to the zone, but we are going to touch all the radios again during final cutover. But Brian, where you do your own radios, and if you say to us, hey, we're good, all of Cache County is good, I'll just do them when we want to do them, then we're fine with that. Because, and that's kind of the value of having people that are able to program the radios, is that if, you know, if as long as we've touched all the radios and everyone has access to the new system, but our intention is still to have our team back up, just like during soft cutover. Soft cutover was just basically a preview of exactly what we expect or want to happen during final cutover. So But we can work with agencies and counties that do have their own programmers if you guys don't want to go through that. But we would prefer to get them all done and have everyone, especially on those Motorola radios, wipe out the old code plugs, just so there's no confusion and we don't have anyone, because we're not going to marry the two systems together for more than a couple of days. So anyone who doesn't have the new upgraded talk groups, they will just, their radio will be a giant paperweight.
Right. Okay. All right. That helps. So if we decide we need UCA's help, we'll need to arrange for buildings and bays and all that stuff, just like we did before.
Correct.
Right. On those bays. And if not, we can just pick them off as we go. So, okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course. Are there any other questions from anyone? I don't want to just have our group talking to everyone. Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
Just because I know we saw the schedule for the cutover. Is that still what the plan is? Do you guys have that the schedule? I mean, is that pretty much a safe bet that those dates are going to be the dates for each region, county?
Yes, we have updated it. And Mike and Phil, can you verify that the updated version is actually on our website?
As far as I know, it is, but I wasn't the one that made the changes.
Okay, V, can you verify?
Yeah. So the what's on there now is matches with what we have on our final cutover schedule right now. So the changes have been made with just the adjustments that we made between a couple counties. So what's on there now should be is what it is set for.
Okay. Kevin,
perfect.
Does that
Thank
answer?
You.
Yeah,
okay.
That does. I just pulled it up. Thanks.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, if you guys have need to refer back and any changes we make, we'll make on that calendar and republish on our website. But what's your plan in terms of reaching out to the counties to verify? I don't know if you've had those conversations while you've been there, what their final dates are, and they're using the same places. Do you have any feedback or words of advice?
Yeah.
Or information? Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm going to start and just follow the cutover.
B, I think we lost you again. I'll move on to my next topic, and then we can come back to V when he maybe has coverage again. Paul, do you have a question?
I'm just trying to find where on the website that schedule was.
Okay.
Is it available to the public out here, or is this just...
Yeah, it's available
if you click on P25, the P25 button at the top, then there's on the right, there's a thing that says project cutover date.
Yeah, here it is right here. P25. Final cutover.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, one more thing, Tina.
Yeah, go ahead.
The I assume when we do that cutover, that's when we'll change the encryption keys as well. So they'll work with the new consoles. I guess we would have to, right?
Yeah. Bill, can you touch on that?
Maybe I'm trying to decide if I understand the question, but not that it was confusing, just there's a lot of layers. It currently works today with the new consoles and the new radios. So don't know that there'll be a key change.
I thought we were using a new statewide, the 101 key thing. Is that still a plan, or we use our own?
That is true.
Okay.
But my understanding is that they are keyed, and maybe they just haven't gotten that to you.
Well, yeah, we didn't do any rekeying when we did the soft cutover. So the keys that are in there now are our Logan key. So
okay,
I guess we need to replace that during the final, I guess, right?
I'm tap dancing because that's not my department, but the new keys are already in the console.
Yep. Brian, are the majority of your radios that are encrypted, do they have a multi-key license or are they single key? That would probably explain why they weren't rekeyed if they're single key.
Yeah, most of them are single key. My hope is to have them all multi-key by the time we cut over, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So that's probably why we left them the way they were.
Yeah, that would explain it.
Okay.
Okay, good. Jaden, go ahead.
Yeah, on kind of the topic of keys, not so much the encryption keys, but more the system keys that are needed in order to program the radios to be on the new P25 system. When we stopped out to do the soft cutover back when you guys were at Weber, it seemed like, based on my understanding, that it's a new system, there are going to be new system keys, and that at least for the Motorola radios that we're using, they require a hardware dongle in order to load those system keys, whereas in the past it was a software key. Is that still the case, or has Motorola been able to accommodate or wherever that's going to come from to get a software key so that we're able to do that?
So you will need to reach out to Motorola and purchase that dongle.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't be software keys anymore.
Yeah, so I would reach out to Brady Nyman. And if you want, I can put his name or his email address in the chat for you guys. But if you don't have your dongles, Brady is the person. And L3H has a new salesperson that really replaced Nate. As you guys, many of you know, we've referred you guys to Rob Nelson over and over again. They've hired another person to help with that. And her name is Deb Burton. Many of you might know her. She used to work at Motorola several years ago. And now she works for Harris. And I'll put her info in the chat as well. So Brady Nyman is your Motorola contact for anything Motorola radios, AvTech, dongles, whatever. And then Deb is the contact for L3H for everything except for radios. I'm still the radio rep right now. Never wanted to be in sales, but we're in them. So we've got radios. So call us and we'll get you some. So are there any other questions about final cutover or programming, dongles, contact information?
Yeah, just a bit of a follow-up to that then. So when we reach out to this Brady Nyman, we just say that we need the hardware dongles in order to get on the UCA system. They're going to know what we mean by that. And
yes, he'll know what you need.
The number we need. Okay.
Yeah.
And will they ship those to us, Tina?
Yeah, I will. I will reach out to Brady and have him ship them to us, just so we can do what we need to do. And then we'll get them to you guys and we'll have him tell us who has ordered them. That's what we've been doing with the L3H radios, or the L3H dongles rather. So yes, I'll email him right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And hopefully they can get them to you before cutover. I know there's a long lead time for consoles from everyone, really, and radios from everyone. So hopefully the dongles aren't as big of a deal. So all right. Are there any other questions about final cutover or actually anything? Anything's on the table at this point. We've kind of hit most of our agenda items that we wanted to talk about.
Did you guys anticipate the Liberty site will be up by cutover? Or?
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, great question. We have our 25 sites are obviously the weather is killing us. So I know everyone's been praying for rain, but if you guys could like maybe pray for some 90 degree weather and some snow melting, that would be fantastic for us. Our expectation is still, as of today, that we will have all of our 25 expansion sites online by the first week of August. It's going to be touchy for a couple of them, specifically Mountain Home, which is all rock. We've got one of our guys out there today. I think it's today, or he was out there Tuesday. And he's
today
meeting
he up. Called me.
Yeah, it's today.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. So he's out there today with the vendor that won that bid, talking about how great that project's going to be. But other than that, we are on target to get them done. So we've ordered all the L3H gear. We'll have all of that in hand by the second week of June. But we have literally bid out every element of every site project that we possibly can, just to keep it on track and moving to get them online before cutover. So that is the plan. And we do have a tracker on our website, just one of the links under that P25 project where you found the cutover schedule, that also will show you the progress on our sites, our expansion sites. We're trying to keep that updated every Friday. It's percentage based, so I don't know really how helpful it is for you guys. And sometimes it's a little bit hard to say, well, we got this accomplished, so should we add 5%? But you can see, if you're tracking a specific site, you'll see that there's continual progress. So any other questions?
Is L3H still doing drive testing? And yeah. If so, how's that looking?
Great question. They are still doing drive testing. They've actually brought in two trucks from the NSRS project from Nevada, because they're done drive testing there. So those trucks are more UTV-ish. So they're going to go back and hit all of the areas that have had a lot of snow that they haven't necessarily been able to drive, in some of the UTV areas that we wanted them to capture. So that's been really great. They're going to bring, they've got two in town already. They're planning on bringing an additional four within the next week. So we'll basically have six of those trucks plus our regular four trucks that they're driving. And we meet with L3H multiple times a week, but specifically on that, the expectation is that they will be done by the end of June, and then they will complete their report. And so everything's on target. I think that the drive testing has been a major stressor for us. I think that is probably one of the things that has been keeping me up the most at night lately, but it's on target. They're really being very aggressive about their drive schedule, and it's going really good. Again, the weather has been our biggest detriment to any progress on something. So if we can get that cleared up, but I have more confidence now that we have those trucks from Nevada that can go, and they'll be able to drive through the snow and access some of the areas that the basic trucks will not and have not been able to.
Well, nice. Good news, Tina. Next Wednesday, the weather's going to be pretty close to 90, so you're going to get your wish.
I'm hoping. I keep my fingers crossed. I mean, I know we need the water, but oh my gosh, 2 600 plus inch years in a row has been brutal for our project. So we're trying. We're like I said, that's really why we've been so aggressive on our sites and quote and bidding out all of the elements that we can. Typically, you guys probably know that have been our customer for a long time. Typically, our guys, stack the towers and do a lot of that work, and we're just bidding all of it out just to be hyper aggressive and try and get as much done as quick as we can, so we can have as many sites online. And I don't know, I should probably say too, we know when we go live that there will be areas where people call and say, we need better coverage. And so even though we feel like we are going to have really good coverage, we know we're going to have gaps. So there's a couple of things. We've created a microsite. We have not tested it. We are planning, because prioritizing all things that are emergent in our world, our plan is to test that in June up Ogden Canyon. And basically that is a very inexpensive way to get coverage in a small area like a canyon. Like Ogden Canyon will test it, but then we want to deploy them in Marysville and some of the areas where we've never really had good coverage, or where, either the agencies in the field know that, well, I don't want to do a traffic stop here because I have no radio coverage. We're hoping to get that list going and get this microsite perfected and then start deploying some of those in the next year. We are also planning, we have asked the board and they've tentatively approved our budget for next year. In that budget, I've asked for six brand new sites, full sites. So our plan is to do, if we need them, 6 full sites. But hopefully we can, hopefully we won't need full sites and we can just pump out a whole bunch of micro sites and get all of those deployed throughout the state. We think Logan Canyon would be a great area for a micro site also. It doesn't take as near, you know, what we need, the land and all of that for a full site. So we're pretty optimistic about that idea. And then we're also in talks with Nevada DOT. Our goal is to have a gateway between our system and the Nevada newly, if they haven't gone online with their L3H system, their cutover is, I believe, July. But we have, they have, I think, 10 sites that we're going to be doing a gateway with that will provide some interoperability along the Nevada-Utah border. That is going to be incredible. They are requesting 50 to 100 miles into our board, into our state. And then we're also requesting something similar back into their area. That's going to be very helpful for the King County area, San Juan, all of that. We're still waiting to hear what sites they're going to have the initial connection with, but they've said 10 to 12. And once we know what sites they're going to, where their sites are, we'll marry them with some of our sites. But we're really excited. That's already something in our contract as far as the gateway. And so that will be the first project. But our plan is to go through around the entire state and border with every agency around the border, all of our borders. So it will help all of our agencies that live in bordering communities. So we're pretty excited. We're trying to be really aggressive to keep 1,000 things in progress, but we've got a lot of movement going on, some really what we think are really exciting things. So that was a very long answer to your question about Liberty. So the short answer, Kevin, is yes. Hopefully the other information was helpful for others.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have any questions or concerns? Okay, we're going to change. This is the first one that we've gone over, like 11:25 for a while. Those of you that join are pretty regular on this call. Would you guys be okay if we shortened it to a half hour, or would you prefer to keep it as an hour now that we're getting closer and closer to our cutover? No real opinions. Okay. We may change it. Oh, go ahead, Brian.
I'm good with either, but it might force us to condense a bit if we know we have a half hour.
Which is either good or bad. So I might just leave it. I might just leave it and see how next month. Yeah, because I don't want to cut you guys off. I want to make sure everyone has the opportunity to ask the questions. And like I said, today's been great feedback. We do, you know, all of a sudden now we're getting into, you know, a couple months from cutover. I feel like there might be a lot more questions. I feel, you know, people's anxiety might be increasing a little bit. I know, you know, we're trying to manage ours at UCA. So anyway, we appreciate you guys jumping on. I appreciate the feedback and any questions. If you guys think of anything, you know, in between the calls, you guys, of course, call me, call any of our team. All of our contact information is on our website. But just let us know if there's anything you need. And then sounds like our radio division and our programming division will be reaching out to everyone, setting up some things for soft cutover, punch list, go backs, and final cutover schedules. So. Paul, go ahead.
Any BDA vendors in Utah have access to whatever they need to get a BDA system put in that would work for the P25 system?
Yeah, so they will reach out to Dan. Dan Dialogue is our FCC expert and our BDA expert, but they'll reach out to him and get any of the frequencies and anything they need from him. But they have the equipment. They don't really need a lot from us other than the frequencies. Is that right, Dan? It's really on them to
it is stop. Class A's don't need to be registered with the FCC yet. Class B amplifiers do, but both Class A and Class B have to be registered with UCA. So anybody wanting to install one legally needs to contact me, and I will give them a letter of consent. And at that same time, once I have the location where the amplifier is going to be installed, I can give them the exact frequencies for the nearest donor location. Does that help, Paul?
It does. Thank you.
Yeah. And Dan, can you touch on the application that's on our website for them to complete? That's the best way for them to formalize their request.
Yeah, I can never remember where it is. I have to go look.
Okay. But there is an application. A lot of the...
There is.
Yeah, there's an application on our website that they can go and submit. And then Dan, that starts the ball rolling for Dan to reach out and get them what they need and get their letter. So.
Yeah, it's on the main page, all the way down on the right. It says UCA application. If you click there, you'll see one for a bidirectional amplifier application. You click that, fill it out. I automatically get an email with the information, and then I'll reach out once I have that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Are there any other questions? Hey, awesome. You guys, we appreciate you jumping on, taking some time to hear us out and ask us questions. So we appreciate the feedback. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, guys.
See you guys.
Thank you.